Come and listen to him, a story about a boy named Bush. His IQ was zero and his head was up his tush. He drank like a fish when he drove all about, but that didn't matter because his daddy bailed him out. DUI, that is, criminal record, cover up. Well, the first thing you know, little Georgie goes to Yale. He can't spell his name, but they never let him fail. He spent all his time hanging out with student folk, and that when he learned how to snort a line of coke. Blow, that is, white gold, you know, that nose candy. The next thing you know, there's a war in Vietnam. Kin folks said, George, stay at home with mom. Let the common people get maimed and scarred. Buy you a spot in the Texas Air Guard. Cushy, that is. Country clubs and, well, more nose candy. 20 years later, George gets a little bored. He trades in the booze, says that Jesus is his Lord. He said, oh, White House the way I want to be. So he called daddy friends and he got the GOP. Gun owners, that is, and Falwell and Mr. Jesse Helms. Come November 7th, the election ran late. A kinfolk said, Jeff, boy, give a boy a state. Don't let him color folks get into the polls. So they put a barricade so they couldn't punch their holes. Chad, that is, Duval County, Miami-Dade. Before the votes were counted, what if five sprinklers? Supreme stepped in, told all the voters, hey, we want George to win. Stop counting votes, but they're Solomon's location, and that's how George finally got his coronation. Rigged, that is, illegitimate. No moral authority. Y'all can vote now, you hear?
Excellent. All right, Marco. Thanks a lot for calling. We appreciate your support.